Greetings to all.
新年好。
Happy New Year.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
给我们新的一年的开始。
Give us a new beginning of this new year.
求主成为我们生命的引导。
May you be the leading of our life.
好像诗篇所讲，你的话。好像蜜一样甘甜在我们的心里面。
Just like the said in the Psalms, your words are sweet to our hearts.
当我们学习去遵守你的话的时候，求主加给我们力量。
So when we follow your words, may you add us with strength.
也给我们能够经历你的话的甜美。
Also give us the authority to hear your words.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
We hear our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask.Amen.
在中国历史里面呢，有一个人物叫吕蒙。
In the Chinese history, there's a person by the name 吕蒙。
他是一个文武双全的一个人呢。
He is a person who is a warrior and also a scholar.
但是呢，我们大概认识这个，知道这个人，他最出名的就是他是一个很穷的一个人。
The most we know about him, he's a very poor person.
所以呢，有一年呢，他过春节的时候呢，他就在他自己的家的门前写了一个对联。
So once a year during the Chinese New Year, he wrote a set of couplets.
然后呢，上面点子写。
He wrote this.
商人是二
三四五。On one side says two, three, four, five.
下人呢是六七八九。
The next is six, seven, eight, nine.
王批呢是南北。
And the top is north and south.
那很多人经过他的家都不知道他要讲什么。
So many people go by his house, they don't understand what is said on that.
直到呢，有另外一个文人呢经过的时候，见到的时候，他就大笑了。
Until one scholar who passed by and she read it and started laughing.
你知道什么意思啊
？You know what's the meaning of that?
很厉害哦，你们。他的意思就是无衣无食。
There's no clothes and no food.
缺东西。
缺东西 lack of east and west
所以呢为什么我讲这个故事呢
why do I say this
有的时候呢我们要懂得怎么去欣赏世界呢其实要是同一个道理
so this is the same reason why should we appreciate the Ten Commandments
有些人觉得世界没有什么特别
Some people may think there's nothing special about the Ten Commandments. This is only Ten Commandments only.
但是呢，你要问自己的问题就是，为什么只是这十条诫命呢？
Then you should ask, why are only these Ten Commandments?
它缺少了什么呢？
What was lacking?
为什么它不是开始四条就完呢？
Why don't they just stop after the first the four commandments?
为什么他不是十二条二十条呢?
Why he doesn't read 20 or 12 commandments?
他跟其他宗教有什么分别呢?
What's the difference with the other commandments?
所以呢，我希望呢，从这个角度去先去了解，律法的这个结构。
So I think we use this perspective we first to try to understand the structure of the commandment.
我们知道呢，律法就是记载在出埃及记的二十章一直到生命记。
We know that the law was recorded from chapter 20 of Exodus until Deuteronomy.
犹太人呢，把它分成613条。
According to the Jewish custom, they list 613 laws.
你可以把613条分成三层。
You can put the three tiers of this 613 laws.
最高的一层呢，是有两条。
So the highest tier has two commandments. I call it the summary of the law.
包括我们刚刚念的生命记六章五节讲到我们要尽心尽身尽力去爱耶和华你的神。
It's just read Deuteronomy 6:5, love your Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength.
也另外一个就是利未记19:18讲到我们要爱人如己。
And the second is taken from the Deuteronomy, it says love your neighbors as yourself.
耶稣说呢，这两条律法呢，是律法里面最大的。
So Jesus says, these two are the greatest among all the commandments.
中间这一部分呢，就是我们所讲的十诫。
So the middle tier is the Ten Commandments.
你可以说呢，是律法的精神。
You can say this is the essence of the law.
最后一层呢，就是包括601条。
The last tier is the 601 commandment.
所以呢，它就是这个，你可以说它是一个 extension， 就是这个这个律法的精神的一个延续。
You can say this is the extension of the essence of the law.
所以呢，你如果你看呢，第二层十诫跟其他的律法的关系呢？就好像美国的宪法跟它其他法律的关系一样。
See, if you look at the relationship, the second tier and the other commitments is the same about the American Constitution and the law.
你有没有想过，神怎么可能用613条的律法把我们生活上面每一个方面都包括在里面。
Have you thought of, can God use 613 laws include everything in our everyday life?
怎么可能每一个时代里面的人都会能够在里面找到他的这个标准呢？
How can it possible for anyone in any generation to find the standards in it?
其实呢，律法当它写成的时候，它没有包括每一个的我们生活会遇到的情形在里面。
So actually, when they wrote the law, they did not include everything that you can find in our lives.
比方说呢，我们作为的律法没有讲到好像版权的问题。
For example, when you talk about the law, there's nothing related to the copyrights.
比方说我们现代人面对的避孕的问题，他也没有谈。
He didn't talk about the birth control.
但是为什么圣经说律法是全备的呢？
Why would the Bible say the law is perfect?
原因就是其实这个律法，我们说呢，它是包括很多 case law， 就是很多例子。
Actually, on this law, it includes many of the examples of the cases.
所以呢，神是希望呢，我们看见这些例子以后呢，把这个原则拿出来用在我们平常的生活当中。
So the God wishes that we, after read the law, we can get the basic principles and then apply to our life.
所以呢，律法应该是有一个举一反三的一个功用。
So from the law, if you know one, you can think the rest of the three.
所以呢，我们现在呢就开始来看十诫的第一跟第二诫。
So first we look at the first and the second commandments of the Ten Commandments.
第一诫呢是讲到除我以外不可有别的神。
The first one says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me."
那么这句话的含义是什么呢？
What is the meaning of this?
这个可以说呢是十诫里面最主要、最重要的一条。
You can say this is the most important of the Ten Commandments.
它的意思就是要以色列人对神绝对的效忠。
This, they want the people to be absolutely loyal to God.
你还记得你成为美国的公民的时候最后一件事情你做什么？
Do you remember when you become a naturalized United States citizen, what the last thing that you did?
就是你要在法官面前宣誓。
That's when you have to declare your allegiance before the judge.
那么呢你会面对这个国旗啊，那么你就坚持说。
And then you face the flag.
你说我发誓呢，我绝对断绝我跟我从前的好像皇子国家政权的效忠。
You say, hereby I declare on oath entirely and absolutely renounce and abjure all allegiance I have to the former.
所以呢，这个十诫的第一诫其实有同一样的功用。
So this is the same as the first commandment of the Ten Commandments.
我们是对这个世界去宣布，就是我们是完全绝对的效忠。
So we declare to the world that we're absolutely loyal to the commandments.
我们跟从前的神、跟从前的宗教的关系就断绝了。
So we renounce all the previous religions that gods we may serve.
我们中国人呢，有一些。传统啊、
We have many traditions as Chinese.
好像我爸爸妈妈这一代呢，他怕小孩子养不大，他会怎么做
？So for example, my parents' generation, they're afraid they couldn't make the children could not grow up, so they'll do something.
他们就把他们的儿子儿女，就是给某一个神成为他的干女儿或者干儿子。
So they will become, make their children be adopted by another God.
但是呢，当你成为一个基督徒的时候，这个关系就断了。
So when you become a Christian, that relationship was absorbed.
第三节呢，圣经里面讲到，除了我以外，你不可有别的神呢。
The next one is say that you shall not have other gods before me.
在英文圣经呢，他把一个意思翻出来，就是你不可以在我面前有别的神。
So in the English translation says you cannot have other gods right before my presence.
这个就是告诉我们呢，你成为一个基督徒呢，你不可以把别的偶像收藏在你的家里面。
So in other words, you cannot keep other idols in your home if you are a Christian.
我是信耶稣，彼此我的妈妈先信耶稣的。我是先信耶稣的，那么后来我妈妈才信耶稣。
So I become a Christian before my mother did.
那么他成为一个基督徒，所以他一直的在家里面呢有很多不同的偶像在我们的家里面。
So she has kept all kinds of idols in our home.
那么当他信了耶稣以后呢，我们做儿女呢也怕告诉他，其实这些是不对的，我们没有这个勇气马上告诉他。
Even after she became a Christian, we as children did not have the courage to tell her it's not right to keep those idols.
直到他可能信了耶稣大概一年多以后呢，我姐姐就告诉他，其实呢这些偶像啊，这些祖宗的这些东西呢，都是神不喜欢的，不应该放在家里。
So it's about a year and a half after she became a Christian, my sister told her those idols and about the ancestors, they are not pleasing to God.
你知道我妈妈的反应是什么？
Do you know my mother's reaction?
他说：“为什么你不早一点告诉我们？”
So why didn't you tell me earlier?
其实呢，当一个人真正明白信耶稣的意义呢，他是很愿意把这些东西丢掉的。
So if anyone who knows the meaning of being a Christian, they're willing to get rid of those idols.
在使徒行传里面，以弗所的教会，他们信了耶稣以后，他们把他们家里面拜偶像的东西都。
Now, in recording the book of Acts, the church in Ephesus, after they become Christian, they get rid of all their idols they kept in their homes.
圣经告诉我，这些偶像的价值是五万块钱。
So the Bible says the total worth of those idols is about 50,000.
另外一个表现就是我们主要对效忠神的时候呢，就是我们不会提别的神的名。
Another loyalty to God, we would not mention, invoke any other name.
出埃及记23章13节讲到别神的名，你不可提，也不可从你口中传说。
So in Exodus 23:13 it says, "Do not invoke the name of other gods. Do not let them be heard on your lips."
我们做中学生的时候，你知道，我们比方说去camping 的时候，晚上最喜欢讲什么话呢？
You know, when we were in middle school, when we go camp, do you know what we like to talk about at night time?
就是讲鬼故事。
So we talk about the demons and spirits.
直到有一个姊妹告诉我们，其实我们基督徒不应该常讲这些话。
Until a sister who is a Christian told us, we really shouldn't say those things.
第三个表现，一个对神效忠的一个表现，就是我们不会求问别的神。
So in the third way to show our loyalty to God is we do not inquire of other gods.
圣经禁止以色列人求问别的神，包括他们去天府观教法术结束这些事情都不允许他们。
So the Bible inhibit our people to go invoke the name of other gods, to make sacrifices, to practice divinity or sorcery.
我们现在的社会其实呢这些事情还是很流行的。
In our society, it's still very popular on those things.
有人搬房子的时候呢，他会请一个人来看风水。
So somebody when they try to get a new home, they would ask people to study the feng shui.
很多年轻人其实不单只是年轻人，他还是很喜欢看看他的星座。
Many people want to look their stars or their
所以呢，他是看看他的运行是怎么样。
Look at how the stars move in the sky.
所以呢，这些都是神说他不喜悦我们所做的。
This is the thing that God is not pleased for us to do.
另外一个表现呢，就是我们不跪、不拜、不侍奉别的神。
The other one is we would not bow down to any God, do not worship to any God.
在圣经里面，当你去跪拜一个偶像或者一个神的时候，其实是你投降在他面前的一个表现。
So in the Bible it says if you bow down to an idol, you actually surrender yourself.
你是告诉这个神说，我接受你的权利在我的身上。
So you are telling that God, you accept His authority over you.
当我们侍奉一个主人的时候，也是一个表现，就是我愿意去顺服他的权柄。
So when we serve a master, we are doing the same. We want to submit ourselves to his authority.
圣经告诉我们，除了耶和华神以外，我们不可以侍奉，不可以跪拜别的神。
So the Bible tells us, other than our Lord Jehovah, there's no other God we should worship.
我们中国人呢，特别中国华人的基督徒常常面对一个试探。
The Chinese Christians often face a temptation.
就是在一个杀人的丧礼里面，我们应不应该参与他们的这些跪拜的仪式？
So is in the home, should we participate in their ceremony when bowing down was required?
我记得呢，我的外公去世的时候，当时是大概信了耶稣两年的时间。
So I remembered when my 外公 was a great grandfather-in-law.
Yeah,
grandfather. When my grandfather died.
当时呢，我没有想清楚这个问题。
At that time, I wasn't clear about this issue.
我常以为呢，我的心，我只是外表去拜我的外公。
I think even though I may bow down outwardly, but my heart was not, it should be okay.
所以当这个丧礼进行的时候, 其他人去拜的时候,
so during the funeral services, when other people went to bow, I did too.
现在我明白了,
now I understood.
神告诉我们, 他不希望我们跪拜其他的偶像。
God told us He does not want us to bow down to other idols.
旧约里面，但以理三个朋友，他为了不跪拜巴比伦王的时候呢，他连他的命也不要。
So in the Old Testament, the three friends of Daniel, they refused to bow down to the king of Babylon. They lost their lives.
新约的时候，这些门徒也是，他不要拜这个罗马皇的时候，他就面对生命的危险。
So in the New Testament Christians, if they refuse to worship, bow down to the Roman Empire, they will have trouble with their life.
到我们现代的时候，好像从前韩国的基督徒，他不要去拜这个日本的皇帝的时候，他们也面对这个生命的危险。
In the, our day, when the Korean Christians refuse to bow down to the Emperor of Japan, they also face the same problem. But we need to be determined. We are only loyal to our God. There is no other God before Jehovah. Only our Lord, our God, is worthy of our worship. The second is from the four, verse 4 to verse 6. That's the second commandment.
It's
talking about the method and the object of worship.
首先呢，我们要讨论什么是偶像。
First, we need to discuss what is idol.
其实偶像本身不是一个神。
Idols are not God.
我的意思就是拜偶像的人都知道了这个，比方说这个像，这个木头了，不是神。
But the one who worship the idol, they also know this image is not God.
所以呢，在庙里面有一个。 观音在家里面有一个观音，不是代表他们有两个不同的神，其实是同一个神。
So if you have a 观音 in the temple and one at home, doesn't mean there are two gods, but they're just one.
那么你说这个像，这个偶像本身有什么作用？
So what is the function of this image?
我们说呢，这个偶像是一个渠道，一个 channel， 或者你说是一个媒介，这是一个 media。
So this idol or image is only a medium.
所以呢，你是通过这个东西去敬拜他们背后所代表的神。
So you worship through this what they stood behind.
所以如果你有这个了解的时候呢，你再看第四到第五节的时候，你就有多一点的认识。
So if you understand this perspective, then you study verse 4 and 5, then you begin to understand.
因为这些圣经呢，它不单只告诉我们呢，你敬拜的时候，要有一个正确的对象。
This not only teaches us when we worship, we ought to have an accurate object.
它还告诉我们呢，你不可以做偶像去代表神的。
He also tells us we shall not make images to replace God.
这个就是呢，出埃及记20章23节，神要求他们，你不可做什么神像与我相配。
This just like recorded in Exodus 20:23, you do not make any gods to come alongside me.
神是告诉我们，这一类的敬拜的方法是一个错误的方法。
God teaches us this kind of worship is wrong worship.
在出埃及记到32章的时候呢，你就会发觉呢，
When you get to Exodus chapter 32, you know those Israelites commit the same mistake. We know that at those days they worship the golden calf.
但是呢,圣经呢,告诉我们呢,只是呢,他们说,解一个禁牛犊呢,就是带领他们出埃及的耶和华。
So they say that this God is the one who left you from Egypt.
所以呢,他们是做一个偶像去代表耶和华。
So they made an image to represent Jehovah.
但是神说,
But God told them, even you do this way, it still is a mistake. Why did they do this in those days? So they were hoping whatever they worship is something they can see and touch.
第二戒是提醒我们，不单只你要有一个正确的敬拜的对象，还有一个正确的敬拜的方法。So
the second commandment teaches us not only we have an accurate worship object, we also have an accurate method of worship.
那么怎么样的敬拜才是一个正确的敬拜？So
what kind of worship is a true worship?
神希望呢，我们是通过信心跟他交往。God
wants us to fellowship with Him through faith.
但是我们的信心的根基是什么？
But what's the foundation of our faith?
其实就是圣经。
It's the Bible.
不是其他我们的经历。
It's not any of other definitions we may have.
也不是呢，好像我们也不是敬拜这个实际这样。
It's not like we worship this commandment.
我们所敬拜的，就是从圣经所启示给我们的神。What
we worship is the God that revealed us through the Bible.
所以通过神的话的时候，我们就能够有一个正确的敬拜。So
we can have a true worship through God's words.
在新约的时候呢，特别神告诉我们，我们的敬拜就是通过主耶稣基督。
So in the New Testament, God tells us our worship is through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God has testified Him for Lord Jesus. When we worship God through Jesus and through the Bible, then we know we are worshiping the true God.
十诫是神与以色列人立约的一个证据。So
the Ten Commandments is the evidence of a covenant between God and the Israelites.
我们也讲到了十诫是整个律法的精神。We
also know that the Ten Commandments is the essence of the law.
那么我们就要问一个问题，为什么神要求人去绝对的效忠于他呢？
So the question is, why God wants us to be absolutely loyal to Him? Why does He want us to have the right method to worship Him? None of the other religions has such requirements. So those who worship Buddha, they also put worship other Guanyin and gods. So when they go to the temple, they would not ask them, why do you buy or worship this and that? Why does our Bible have such strict requirement? So this is one of the characteristic of our faith.
就是呢，当神，神其实是与我们立约的一个神。
Our God is the one who is sub covenant with us.
他告诉我们呢，他自己呢是一个自邪的一个神。
He told us he is a jealous God.
什么叫自邪
？What does it mean jealous？
有两个这个字有两个用法。
There are two ways to use this word.
一个用法呢，就是你很妒忌一个人。
So when you are envy of someone, jealous of someone.
其实 envy 是一个很好的一个翻译，就是呢，人在有的东西，我就是我想抢过来一样。
So envy may be a word tells you whatever they have, I want to have too.
但是另外一个呢，另外一个字就是我们英文圣经有的时候用 jealous， 就是这个字的意思。
Sometimes we use the word jealous means.
就是呢，这个字通常是形容了你跟你的，比方说你跟你的太太这个夫妻的关系的。
Sometimes we use describe relationship among the spouse.
当这个人呢哈是属于你的时候呢，你对他有一个很强烈的一个感情。
So when this person belongs to you, you have a strong feeling to possess.
对啊，你就是希望呢，好像保护他，他是唯一属于你的。
So you want to protect, you want to possess he, that's the only, he only belong to you.
这个就是神跟我们的一个关系。
This is the relationship between God and us.
其他宗教没有这个要求，唯一去敬拜他的原因。因为其他宗教呢是一个利益上面的关系。
So all the other religion is a way of benefits, so they do not have this requirement.
你送礼物给这个偶像，他就送祝福你。
You give him the gift, he will bless you.
但是我们所相信的基督教不是这样。
But the God we believe in Christian is not like that.
我们跟神呢，其实是一个盟约。
So we have a covenant with our God.
还有这个盟约是一个爱的盟约。
This is a covenant of love.
这个就是为什么当我们去敬拜偶像的时候，神会很生气。
This is why God would be very angry if we worship idols.
因为我们跟神的关系是一个爱的关系。
Because our relationship with our God is love.
我们跟神呢，你可以说好像一个夫妻一样。
We can see it's like a couple.
所以呢，现在我们回头再看，上面是第六章五节，神要求我们尽心、尽性、尽力、尽爱耶和华神，你就明白为什么他讲这句话。
So now, if we go back to Deuteronomy 6:5, where it says, "Love your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength," then we understand what it means.
因为我们跟神就好像个夫妻一样。
Because we are like husband and wife with God.
他要求我们，尽力的去爱他的时候，其实他也会尽力的去爱我们。
So when he requires us to ask him with all our heart, our might, and he will also love us with all his might.
这个就是耶利米书三十一章第三节说。
This was recorded in Jeremiah 31:3.
我以永远的爱爱你，
并
且我以慈爱吸引你。
I love you with everlasting love and with unfailing kindness.
以赛亚书49:15，神坚持讲。
So in Isaiah 49, God says this.
妇人焉能忘记他赐奶的婴孩，不怜恤他所生的儿子？智化有忘记的，我却不忘记。
Can a woman forget the babe at the breast? Can he not have compassion to the children he has born? Even she may forget. I will not forget you.
神告诉我们，就是当我们放弃他、远离他的时候，他还是一样爱我。
Even when we desert God, God still loves us.
在何西亚书3:1，他神说，虽然偏向别神喜爱葡萄饼，耶和华还是爱你们他们。
So in Hosea, it says, "The Lord said to me, 'Go show your love to your wife again, though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress.'" Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love the secret raisin cake. So God's love for us shall never change.
最后神在, 实践里面提醒我们一件事情,
and God also reminds us in the Ten Commandments one thing.
在第五到第六节, 神提醒以色列人, 如果他们拜别神的时候呢, 神必追讨他们的罪, 自父直子, 直到善世代。
So it says that if they worship other God, God will punish the sins of their parents to 3-4 generations.
我们知道呢, 我们的神是公义的神。
We know that our God is righteous God.
圣经也告诉我们呢, 神不会因为你父母所犯的罪呢, 去惩罚这些儿女的。
God will not punish the children because their parents' sins.
但是为什么这句话却说神要追讨他们的罪直到善世代呢?
Why in this verse God will punish the children for their parents' sins to 3-4 generations?
解释告诉我们其实犯罪是有一个连累性的, 就是你会影响下一代的。
So they tell us when we commit sin, we will also influence our younger generation.
其中一个最大的影响就是你的儿女会, 模仿你的行为。
One of the things is your children will imitate your behavior.
但是神告诉我们, 如果我们爱神的时候, 神会祝福我们直到千代。
So if we love God, God will love us through thousands of generations.
也就是说你的好的榜样也会影响你的儿女。
Because your good example also influences your children.
十诫的第一、第二诫呢，是要求以色列人绝对的效忠耶和华。
So the first and second commandment of the Ten Commandments require the Israelites to be totally loyal to God.
不单只在他们敬拜的对象，也要求他们敬拜的方法也是。
Not only the object of their worship, but also the method of their worship.
其实在新约里面，主耶稣对我们也有同一样的要求。
Actually, that the New Testament, our Lord Jesus have the same requirement of us.
耶稣说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、自己儿女、弟兄姊妹和自己的生命，就不能做我的门徒。
He says, if anyone who comes to me does not hate his mother, his father, and his children, his brothers, his sisters, yes, even his own life, such a person cannot be my disciple.
神对我们的要求其实是没有改变，他要我们绝对的去效忠于他。
God's requirement of us did not change. He wants us to be loyal.
但是圣经却提醒我们, 我们的神跟我们的关系是一个爱的盟约的关系。
So the Bible reminds us that our relationship with our God is a covenant of love.
还有他提醒我们, 神已经用永远的爱去爱我们。
God has loved us with His everlasting love.
我们现在愿不愿意以同样的爱去爱神?
Are we willing to love our God with the same love?
我们最后一次祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你提醒我们，我们跟神的关系就是一个爱的盟约。
You reminded us our relationship with God is a covenant of love.
从你把你的儿子派到这个世界上面的时候，我们了解神你对我们的爱是一个永远的爱。
Since the time you sent your son to us, we know that and understand your love is everlasting.
我求主祝福这个教会。
May God bless this word, the church.
未来的一年，他们能够以 同一样的爱去爱神。
In this coming year, they will continue to love you with the same love.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer, name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.